June 16th, 1991.
Evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. The society in which we live in is becoming increasingly plagued by juvenile delinquency, teenage crime, law-breaking, and to some degree, it is touching Jewish homes also. The answer to this problem may perhaps be found in the first sentence of this week's portion. Zeis chukas ha-Torah asher tziva Hashem lemer. This is the law that God commanded. It is absolutely vital to impress upon the minds of our young that the world in which we live in is not a jungle where brute force, cunning, and unbridled passion rule supreme, but that it has a master who is not an abstraction, but a personal God, that this supreme being takes a personal interest in the affairs of every individual, and to him each of us is accountable for his daily conduct. Juvenile delinquency, the tragic symptom of the insecurity and confusion of the young generation, is not abating. On the contrary, it is increasing. The police and law enforcing agencies will not succeed in deterring delinquency and crime. Certainly, they will not succeed in eliminating them at the root, even if there were enough police officers to keep an eye on every delinquent youngster. Besides, this would not be the right way to remedy the situation. The remedy lies in removing the cause, not in merely treating the symptoms. It will not suffice to tell the juvenile delinquent that crime does not pay, and that he or she will eventually land in jail. Nor will they be particularly impressed if they are admonished that lawbreaking is an offense against society. It is necessary to engrave upon the youngster's mind the idea that any wrongdoing is an offense against divine authority and order. On the first thought, this seems to be the essential function of the synagogue, houses of worship, and the spiritual leaders. However, anyone who does not wish to delude themselves about the facts of synagogue attendance, both in regard to the number of worshippers and the regularity of their attendance, must admit that shifting the responsibility to the synagogue will not solve the problem. Nor can we afford to wait until the synagogue will attain its proper place in our society generally and in the life of our youth in particular. Our children have to be trained from their earliest youth in the home to be constantly aware of the Ayin Reyo Ve'ezer Shemas, the heavenly eye that sees and the ear that hears. We cannot leave it to the law enforcing agencies to be the keepers of the morals of our young. The boy or girl who has embarked upon a course of truancy will not be deterred by the policeman, teacher, or parent whom he or she thinks fair game to outsmart. In summation, the resolution lies in bringing to our youth an awareness of supreme authority, who is not only to be feared, but also loved. Thank you.